The other cool thing that's going on this morning that's kind of unusual and that we want to celebrate is that J.D. Sinkbile is back with us. A lot of you guys know J.D. He and Michelle were also part of our launch team that helped start Coram Deo. He became an intern, then he became an elder and a pastor here with us, and then we shipped him and Michelle and their family off to South Africa last year to head up church planting with Acts 29, which is the network that we're a part of, all over the continent of Africa. And so they've been there getting settled for about the last 6 months and starting to do the work God's called them to do. And J.D. was back for a conference that we had this past week. And so he graciously landed here in Omaha for at least one Sunday so we can hear what's going on. And I want to bring him up and let him explain what God's doing. So, J.D.
Morning, Coram Deo. How are you? Thank you. It is such a blessing. I can't even tell you how much to be back here with you guys and in this community. Last week I was in Core Community, our sister church here in Omaha, and there's just something special about being in Acts 29 churches worshiping God. I tell you what, we probably miss Jared and the worship team probably more than anything else over in Africa. It's at least a toss-up between that and Mexican food. And so it's awesome to be here and just worship with you guys. I want to just give you a little bit of update on our family this morning, tell you some of the grace of God in our lives since we left in Africa. Yeah, there's the fam. You can see we added an additional member since we left. For those of you who don't know me, I'm JD. That's my wife, Michelle. My little boy, Cohen, is 22 months old. And then we just welcomed Sloan to the family February 28th. So today she's 4 months old and we're excited about that. Definitely been a little bit of a change getting used to sleepless nights and such again, but God's been good. And we kind of feel at this point, as I return this week, that we'll really be kind of turning the page on transition and excited about where we're going and going forward. We moved in December and I took on the role of Acts 29 Director for Africa. And really kind of the thing that we've been about as a couple and as we've stepped into this role is planting churches that redeem communities for the glory of God. And so just as we talk about often here at Coram Deo, we believe that the gospel goes forward in word and deed, that it is truth to be believed, but it's also a gospel that changes everything, that it transforms our lives and transforms our communities ultimately for God's glory. And so as we've stepped into Africa, we see that happening three ways. One is that we partner churches to churches. We partner U.S. churches into relationship with churches in Africa to get some of the resources that we've been blessed with here into the hands of pastors and churches in Africa. Things like the gospel-centered life. I told Bob this week, as soon as I got the email that was out and was finally had been published, I probably sent it out to 60 or 70 guys that I've been networking with in Africa. And so I'm excited to see how Coram Deo and what we've been about will extend through God's grace into Africa to bless many men and churches there. And so we also are seeking ways to train pastors. And that's one of my main roles, is just figuring out how do we position ourselves as a network to really bless the church there through training and resourcing pastors, through doing things like church planting, foundations conferences, through teaching at Bible schools. We're also figuring out how we can set up hubs just around Africa that will have training through things like Porterbrook, which has been a curriculum that's developed by one of our sister Acts 29 church in the UK. And then finally, we just want to see churches planted, churches that have this gospel-centered DNA. And so that's one of my roles, is just figuring out how we can empower the local leaders to reproduce themselves and see more and more gospel-centered churches planted. I want to give just a little country update, the different places that we're working and what's going on. You can see a picture of George Paulo there. George has been here in Coram Deo a couple times. That's actually a picture of him holding Cohen a year ago when George was here with us. He's a pastor in Zambia and has partnered with Acts 29. And I'm real excited here in October, I'll be back in Zambia with a couple other pastors coming from the States to do a church planting foundations conference. And God has just really positioned George in a place of influence in that country. He's sitting on some committee right now to rewrite the Constitution I mean, it's just crazy the kind of connections that God is giving George, including lots and lots of pastors relating to him and asking him for help. And so I'd really appreciate your prayers. George thinks we might have upwards of 900 pastors and leaders come into that conference in January. And so we'll do that, and then we're figuring out how to follow up with that several months later and really get a smaller group of guys together and see actually a network, a regional network in Zambia form over this next year to 2 years. Next, Uganda, and you can see Gerald Mwebe there. I was in Uganda in January, and we had one of our conferences, had around 120 leaders, pastors attend that conference. And Gerald is just a great guy, has a big church in Uganda, around 1,000 people, has planted probably 13 churches out of that, and is just asking us to come alongside with training and help resource them. So I'm actually going to be back there this next month in July, and we're going to get out into some of the more rural villages that Gerald works with and do some training there. And some of you will remember Jonathan Dotson from Austin. He was up here a year ago. Spoke at Coram Deo. He's a pastor there in Austin, and he's going to bring a team over, and we're going to do that training together. So I'm really excited both to partner with Jonathan, but also to see that ministry go forward in Uganda. Jonathan's bringing like 200 books from Desiring God that Piper's just donated to us for this work, so we're really excited to get those resources out to the pastors there. One story, just to give you an idea of the caliber of men that we're working with. When we were there in January, Bishop Wako from kind of a rural part of Uganda came to the conference just asking for help. Wako's got, I don't know how many churches and leaders underneath him that he kind of oversees. He was a part of a denomination that has kind of pulled out and left him a little bit hanging, kind of on an island. And he's just begging for resources. I got an email from Wako just about the trip. He's kind of slow in getting back to me, and so he's really apologetic. And it's almost funny, but just so sad. He's like, yeah, so sorry that I haven't gotten back to you. Been some stuff going on here. I got attacked by thugs and hit with a machete, and I've been in surgery. But we're really glad you're coming and hope you bring some Bibles. And so that's just the kind of caliber of guys that we're working with, and I'm so privileged to be able to partner with. And so really excited to also partner with Wako this trip and get out and work with some of the churches that he's working with. You've probably heard me talk about Gabriel in the DRC a year ago. I was in Kinshasa with Gabriel, and he is continuing to do just amazing. Has a Bible school there that he helps run and teaches at. Has several churches that he's planted and raising up pastors and sending them out all over the country. And so I wasn't able to go back, but Mike Gunn, our international director, was back and spoke at Gabriel's Bible College for a week in January. And Gabriel's been emailing with me and just sent me an email last week that said, hey, we've just done some training and commissioned a new group of people and a new church plant out. And we've also started a new cell group that we're hoping if we can raise up a man and put over that group of people, it'll be another church. So he's just continuing to plant. And is truly a movement leader. And so just appreciate your prayers for Gabriel. And just that God would really give us wisdom on how we can continue to just partner with him and empower him. Finally, Kenya. We're going to be in Nairobi in January. And that's going to kind of be breaking new ground for us as Acts 29 Network. We had some men come down from Kenya to the training that we did in Uganda this last January. And just said, hey, will you please come and work with us. And so I'm really excited to be getting into Kenya and Nairobi this year. It's one of the more influential cities in Africa. And so it'll be a lot of fun to just get there and help those guys in the work of church planting there. Finally, Michelle and I are based in Cape Town. Many of you know Michelle is actually from Cape Town. So for her, it's been going home. Her family's been there. And so that made a sensible place for us to just kind of set up a home base and a hub. And so God's just been really good in that, but at the same time has continued to just burden our hearts specifically for the country of South Africa and Cape Town. South Africa's got around 50% poverty, 25% unemployment. I'm sure that's growing in the recent recession, and anywhere from 18 to 30% of people are HIV positive. So it's a country of extreme brokenness. It's still living very much in the shadow of apartheid. And so the gospel really needs to just go in there and continue to transform hearts. God's continued to just bless us in the ministry there. We did some training back in February, and then since then I've actually been able to start having regional quarterlies, much like what you're doing here in Omaha, in Cape Town, and we've had around 40 to 50 pastors come to there crossing denominational lines and starting to say, hey, let's make the gospel the thing that we're going to come together on, and let's see more churches planted. So we're real encouraged with that. Also starting to develop some friendships in the townships. And for those of you who don't know, townships is kind of the term for the real kind of poor areas, everywhere from kind of government housing down to squatter camps, cardboard shacks just put together, and really houses millions of people in Cape Town. And so we're trying to figure out, how does the gospel go forward there? And we think that one of the best ways is to start doing grassroots training into some of those areas. And so God's just blessed me with some great relationships, men that I'm starting to learn from, partner with, and are asking me to join them. Finally, Michelle and I have really just been seeking God's heart over the last couple months for us. And we're just getting to a spot where we're realizing probably the best way to see a network shape and a movement of church plant started is out of a local church plant. And so we're starting to consider planting this next year. And so we just love your prayer in that. And so definitely the number one way that you can join us is prayer. But also, I'd love for you to just continue to keep this relationship with us. We really feel that we are an extension of Coram Deo into Africa. And I'd love for you to consider sending Bob over to me this next year to do some training. Could really use his wisdom, insight, and teaching gift. And so hope you'll consider to do that. Also, some of you should probably consider coming. That you should go to Africa, either in short-term trip or maybe come join us at some point. And so just hope that you'll continue to just follow God's leading in your lives in that regard. And then finally, you can see, I guess not popping up there, but the fourth thing says give. And that's really more of a reminder for me to just thank you. You guys have been so incredibly generous as a church. And I really thank you so much for that, for your prayers, for your financial gifts to Michelle and I, but to Acts 29 as a network, to church planting. And I'm excited to see how Coram Deo will continue to go forward just in serving God's mission around the world. So thank you.